From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The nation's coming off a better-than-expected month for hiring. The Labor Department says the economy added 171,000 jobs in October, but the unemployment rate edged up to 7.9% as more people resumed their job search and were therefore included in the jobs tally. Labor Secretary Linda Solis says the overall jobs gain is better than some people might think.
The job report for this month is, again, one picture of what is happening. But when you look over the course of the last almost 3 years now that the president, 3.5 years the president has been in office, we've actually made up for those job losses and actually added 1.2 million jobs on top of that.
Secretary Solis on CNN as President Obama defends his jobs building record with just days to go in the campaign for re-election. Today, he was back in Ohio, which has become one of the central battlegrounds of dueling political ads in the fight for the White House. Today, Mitt Romney was in Wisconsin, the home state of his running mate, Paul Ryan. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the former governor delivered what his campaign describes as the closing argument to voters.
This was not a typical stump speech. Mitt Romney took a step back from the daily back and forth to portray the decision facing voters. He described some of the promises President Obama has failed to keep in the last 4 years.
Now, how is it that he's fallen so short of what he promised? In part, it's because he'd never led before. He'd never worked across the aisle before. He never truly understood how jobs are created in the economy. And, of course, today he is now making new promises. Promises he will be unable to keep.
He delivered the speech in Wisconsin. The state tends to be blue, but Republicans have been fighting for it since Congressman Paul Ryan of Wisconsin joined the ticket. Romney said next to marrying Ann Romney, quote, Paul Ryan is the best choice I've ever made. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, traveling with the Romney campaign.
Now on to hurricane recovery on the East Coast. People in New Jersey and New York are scrambling to get gasoline. At some stations where electricity is limited and supplies are running low, people have been waiting for several hours for tankers to bring new shipments. Here's more from NPR's Joel Rose in New York.
The congestion in downtown Brooklyn seemed to ease a bit today after 2 days of nightmare gridlock. It could be that many would-be commuters gave up and decided to stay home. It's also possible that some have simply run out of gas. Many gas stations across the region remain closed. Those that do have gas also have long lines that can stretch for blocks. Subway service from Brooklyn to Manhattan is still shut down. For a second day in a row, thousands of people in Brooklyn waited in line to squeeze onto shuttle buses that would carry them into Manhattan. Meanwhile, hundreds of cyclists rode their bikes over the East River bridges into Lower Manhattan, which is still largely without power. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
At last check on Wall Street, Dow is down more than 100 points. This is NPR. The Pentagon is refuting GOP claims that the military did not move quickly enough after the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya was struck in September. Spokesman George Little says troops were ready within a few hours and that the defense secretary had ordered several units to respond from bases in the U.S. and Europe. Little says the Pentagon will soon release a timeline of the military's actions on September 11th of this year. A lot of attention's been paid to the presidential campaign in these final days of the race, but what of the congressional contest? Well, in 9 of the tightest Senate races, 2/3 of the Republicans are being outspent on television by unaffiliated Republican groups. Among Democrats, a political ad spending balance is tilted very differently. NPR's S.V. Date breaks it down.
In Indiana, Montana, Nevada, Ohio, Virginia, and Wisconsin, Republican candidates are spending less than the outside groups supporting them. In Ohio and Virginia, it's a fraction of what the groups are spending. The television advertising data come from Kantar Media for NPR and the PBS NewsHour. In Ohio, Senate candidate Josh Mandel has spent $6.5 million on ads, while groups like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce have spent over $18 million to help him, like on this ad attacking the incumbent Democrat.
Ohio can't afford 6 more years of Senator Brown. The U.S. chamber is responsible for the content.
Only in Indiana and North Dakota have the Democrats spent less than the outside groups supporting them. S.V. Date, NPR News.
The owners of Hyundai and Kia vehicles sold in the last 3 years may get reimbursements. That's because the companies apparently inflated the vehicle's gas mileage. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.